Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is, Have We Forgiven Everyone? Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive from your precious word. We want to be changed, Father, by your word. We don't want to live in the flesh. We want to live in your ways, Father. And thank you for helping us today. Show us in your word more about forgiveness, and we choose to obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you're going to talk today about this topic. Have we forgiven everyone? My friends, this is not the favorite topic in church messages, but it is critically important and it affects our eternity. Let's examine ourselves today. Have we forgiven everyone in our individual lives, including family, work, neighbors, and the list goes on? Let's talk today about forgiveness and start in Matthew 6, 14, and 15. In the Living Bible, your Heavenly Father will forgive you if you forgive those who sin against you. But if you refuse to forgive them, He will not forgive you. Folks, this is pretty blunt, but if we don't forgive others, the Bible teaches us that God will not forgive us. We can't walk with unforgiveness towards others in our lives and have a successful Christian walk. Matthew 6, 14 in the Amplified Classic Bible, but if you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. My friends, on the positive side of that verse, if we do forgive other people their sins, then God will forgive us. And I like this translation that talks about forgiving people's reckless and willful sins. So it doesn't matter if their sins against us were horrible and reckless and willful, but we leave them, we let them go, and we give up resentment. Now, in Luke 7:14 in the Amplified Bible, Jesus said, "Even if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive him, that is, give up resentment and consider the offense recalled and annulled." Folks, isn't that great? When we forgive other people, we give up any resentment towards that person about that sin, and we consider that offense against us as recalled and annulled. Matthew 18:15 in the Amplified Bible. "If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens and pays attention to you, you have won back your brother." My friends, this is another great benefit of forgiveness, because strife and unforgiveness with others creates a wedge in our relationship, and we want to have friends and walk in unity in this Christian life. Now, Hebrews 8:12 in the Living Bible, "And I will be merciful to them in their wrongdoings, and I will remember their sins no more." Folks, God is such a great example in forgiveness, as he not only forgives our sins when we repent, but he remembers our sins no more. Now, 1 Samuel 24, verses 8 through 11 in the Amplified. 8, "Then David also got up afterward and went out of the cave and called after Saul, saying, 'My Lord and King.' And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the ground and lay himself face down." 9, "David said to Saul, 'Why do you listen to the words of men who say David seeks to harm you?' 10, "Behold, your eyes have seen today how the Lord has given you into my hand in the cave. Some told me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, I will not reach out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. 11, look, my father, indeed see the hem of your robe in my hand, since I cut off the hem of your robe and did not kill you. Know and understand without question that there is no evil or treason in my hands. I have not sinned against you, though you are lying in wait to take my life." My friends, even though Saul was trying to kill David, David had such a forgiving heart. What a great example in the Bible of many examples about forgiveness. Now, Mark 11:25 in the Amplified Classic Bible, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, leave it, let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop." Folks, notice it says, if you have anything against anyone, not just forgive most people, but forgive everyone. Now Mark 11:24 through 26 in the Amplified Classic Bible. 24, "For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. 25, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, leave it, let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. 26, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings." My friends, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Now let's go to Colossians 3:13 in the Amplified Bible. "Bearing graciously with one another and willingly forgiving each other if one has a cause for complaint against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so should you forgive." Folks, we must forgive. And when we have a hard time, maybe we just need to think about how much we've been forgiven for in our lives, because we all deserve hell, but Jesus paid the price for us at Calvary so we could be with him in heaven. Now let's go to Matthew 18:20 through 22 in the Passion Bible. "For wherever two or three come together in honor of my name, I am right there with them." 21, "Later Peter approached Jesus and said, 'How many times do I have to forgive my fellow believer who keeps offending me? Seven times?' Jesus answered, 'Not seven times, Peter, but 70 times seven times.'" My friends, that's a lot of forgiveness, isn't it? That's pretty much every time people sin against us, we're required to forgive them and let it go. Now, Ephesians 4:32 in the Amplified Bible, "Be kind and helpful to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you." Again, if we focus on what God has forgiven us for, it should be easy for us to forgive others. Not easy on the flesh, but our spirit, man, wants to forgive just like Jesus forgave us. Now, closing today, Hebrews 12:11 in the Amplified. "For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God in a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity with God's will and purpose." My friends, our flesh does not want to forgive, especially when we feel it's 100% the other person's fault. But the Bible says we have to forgive everyone to be forgiven by God. Forgiving means we let it go. We cancel the charges against the other person. God corrects us in this area of forgiveness and other areas because he loves us. I know from looking at the podcast numbers that if I have a message about correction from God, I get a lot less hits on that message than the ones about how God loves us and he's going to do all these great things for us. And he is. But God corrects those that he loves. And I hope we all take this message tonight and apply it to our lives to be a great blessing to the body of Christ. Let's pray. Father, we choose to forgive. You told us in your word we have to forgive everyone, not the easy ones or not the ones that we feel like forgiving. No, you call on us to forgive everyone so you can forgive us, and we choose to obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.